Yo, what's up? This is Mike's Unleashed. Yeah, it's been a minute. You haven't heard from your boy Megan Hawk in a while. But don't worry, your boys are back. We're back to go ahead and give you that unfiltered, real conversation. Two grown-ass men just talking about shit. Whatever we want to talk about.
Whatever we want to talk about.
Yo, Hawk, what's up, man? It's been forever. Yo, I feel like...
It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've been on here, so it's good to be back in here. You know, get to rap and get to talking about things that are going on today. You know, things that are hot topics and, you know, things you just feel like talking about. So, you know, let's get in it. Anything on your mind particularly you want to rap about?
Straight up. All right, so I saw this article, right? And okay. It may not be fully, you know, fully set up or fully done, but I thought it was very interesting. Now, I don't want to just talk about who. I want to talk about the premise of it, right? So the article stated that Anthony Edwards was interested in paying his child support all 18 years at once. That means he didn't want to do monthly payments of $5,000. I think the total was $5,000. He wanted to sit up here and write one check for $1.something million, for whatever it is, for his child, for child support. Now, barring whatever your status is, what is your thought about that? Like I said, not Anthony Edwards, but just overall, if you had the financial means and if that was your situation, would you like to just write that check one time and just say, yo, I'm done and not worry about it? Or do you think there's actually more benefits for you as a father or woman? I'm not going to be sexist. There's some women out there paying child support. Is that beneficial? Tell me what you think.
Well, to cut a check, the idea of cutting a check and not having to do anything with that child for the rest of their life, I think that's just the perfect example of a deadbeat. You know, just because you pay money doesn't mean you're not a deadbeat. You're just a deadbeat. You thought that child was worth a dollar amount and you chose to pay and not have anything to do with that child, not to raise that child, not to teach that child how to be a man, not to give them the education you learn, you know, as you walk through, you know, your challenges of life. You're just leaving them out there to dry and just cutting a check, like the check will, you know, make everything better. I think it's a deadbeat thing to do, whether you're a woman or a man. It's just a deadbeat thing to do. You should have, you know, some kind of involvement in your child's life. Thinking they're just worth $1 million, $1.5 million, and wash your hands like they don't exist and have nothing to do with them and give up all your parental rights. Yo, that's pure deadbeat status. That's just how I feel about it.
Wait a minute. Now let's just say this deadbeat status. I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that. What if, and we're just going to take the, you know, assumption here, right? Because we're just talking about this. What if you had this relationship with this woman, you told her you didn't want kids, she got pregnant, you said you didn't want it, but, hey, you know what? You had a kid. We did the protection, no protection. You got pregnant. I said I didn't want to be a parent. And I have the financial means to say, here's 18 years worth what it's going to take. I'm done. Why is that a deadbeat if we agreed upon it at a point in time and I told you I didn't want any kids? But situation happened. Now you're pregnant. So when I told you I didn't want to be a father, I'm still going to be considered a deadbeat even after I decide to write the check and just move on?
Yes.
I'm still a deadbeat.
Yes, you are. You are a deadbeat. You cut a check and still created a broken home. Like when you lay down with a woman, you know there's a chance that she may get pregnant. Then when she gets pregnant, you cut a check doesn't absolve you from all your duties of a father. You are still a father of that child. People think like, sometimes, money makes it better. Money makes the living situation better, but it doesn't erase the fact that that child doesn't have a father. It's a fatherless home. Statistics show that, you know, a fatherless home, those kids struggle a lot. And so I think he's a deadbeat. I think anybody who does it is a deadbeat.
I disagree. I really disagree. I mean, okay. you set the terms out there, right? You set the terms. You did not want. Listen, we all have sex. We all have sex to enjoy it. What happens? Pregnancy is an effect of it, right? What happens if you state that you just didn't want it? I don't consider you to be a deadbeat if you get pregnant, you told them you didn't want to be a father. And you may make this decision, and listen, you're making this decision at however old you are at the time. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to go on Anthony Edwards because this is this man's, he has his own choice. But if you make a decision at 25 years old that you don't want to be a father, who's to say that you can't change your mind or develop and get older at 35 or 40 that you may want to get involved with the child's life? That may be something different. That may be something different. But he decided to take the financial aspect and say, you know what? I have it. I don't want the mother of the child to keep coming after me for money, trying to keep raising child support. If I sit up here and write that check, it's one point, whatever million it is, however it is, not just Anthony Edwards, anyone, to say, listen, we had this kid together. I don't want to be a father, but hey, I'm going to make sure that the child has financial support to be you're taken care of. I don't want to call anyone a deadbeat with that, because I feel like, yo,
bro, that's terrible. Basically, what you're saying is, bro, you're treating the kid like he's just a car. I don't want this car no more. I don't want the payment, so I'm just going to return it and pay off it. Like it's a piece of car, a piece of property, not like it's a person. Not like that person is, you know, has a lot to learn. You're treating the person like they are a house or a car. That's it. They're more than property, bro.
They are a person. Yes, they are. But you did not want to do that. You didn't want to be a father. You didn't want to be a father. And
life puts us in situations. Life puts us in situations with a lot of things we don't want. And you should not just cut and run to just say, because I didn't want it. Well, okay. Well, you didn't want it. Well, it's too bad. You got it. And now that you got it, man up or woman up and take care of your responsibilities, which that child is your responsibility. Not financially, he's taking care of
it. Financially, he is taking care of it.
Not from a financial point. It's more than financial, right? How much would a child being in a father's, with a father being in a child's life, that is priceless. Like, dude, I'm telling you, that is a horrible thing to do. In my opinion, people do it, women do it, but it's horrible.
Listen, it gets done all the time. All the time, you have kids in relationships that you know they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. You know that women get pregnant by men that they don't intend on being with. That's wrong. That's wrong right there, right? But who's at fault then? The woman knows that she's only after a man for his money. And I'm not blaming the women. I'm just saying statistics.
That's what it sounds like.
That it happens. No, I'm just saying, look at statistics. Statistics will say that women will go after people with high dollar value, high dollars. Then say, hey, I want to get money. I want to have a baby by him so I can get taken care of. And they don't intend on having relationships with them. So they're going to be in a broken home. They're going to obviously be brought up without a father because, hey, the women are just out for money themselves. I don't see, and like I said, this is where I step back and just say, if the man or if the woman decide to say, you know what, I'm too young or I don't want to raise a child, and I told you that, and you still get pregnant, you want to have this baby, good luck. All right, I'll do the responsible thing to do and financially take care of it, but I don't want to actually be a father. I don't see, so I don't call that being a deadbeat. I don't, because you put it out front.
So you said something that doesn't make sense. You said, I would do the responsible thing. The responsible thing isn't giving money and walking away. The responsible thing is raising the child. Giving money and walking away is the cop-out thing because you're not taking any responsibility for the child. You're just throwing a dollar and you're not doing anything. You don't want to pick the kid up from daycare. You don't want to be at the birthday parties. You don't want to teach them any how to walk. You don't want to teach them to hear their first words. You don't want to do nothing but throw dollars at that child and be done with it. That's deadbeat, bro.
That's deadbeat. If you state what you want at the beginning of the relationship, as y'all are smash buddies or whatever, and pregnancy happens, you're entitled to just walk away. If you state it, if you're taking care of the kid, listen, I feel like you're entitled to walk away. If you I read it, looked at it, I just sat back and thought, I was just like, I don't consider him a deadbeat. Like, I just look at the whole situation. He's taking on his financial. He said he did not want to have anything to do with the child. Now, you may not want to have anything to do with the child. And I stated that earlier. At the age of 20, 25. But you may have a change of heart when you're 30. when you see other, you know, your other fellas and boys, you know, raising kids, you may change your mind then. But I don't think that you're wrong, and I don't think that you're a deadbeat because you just decided to say, hey, listen, we laid down, we had this baby. Here's a dollar amount. It's in the account. Each month, go to it and do what it is. I will contact you when I'm ready. Don't contact me.
I will contact you when I'm ready. How about don't contact them at all? If you're going to be much of a deadbeat, listen, if you're going to be that much of a deadbeat and say, oh, I'll contact you when I'm ready to have something to do with this child. What? Hey, do you hear how that sounds?
It may sound heartless, but
it's not even heartless. It sounds crazy.
Why is it crazy to say
to somebody, I'm going to give you some money, but don't contact me about that child. I'll contact you when I want to deal with that child.
If I want to deal with you. That's the key word. If I want to deal with you. Hey, if I want to deal with you. Listen.
Bro, that sounds bad.
It sounds bad.
It's batshit crazy lazy, bro. Batshit crazy lazy. There's nothing, bro, about that statement that's right.
It may not be right, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. You call me, say what you want. You're taking care of the responsibility financially, but you're doing something, right?
That's all you're doing. You're not taking any of the responsibility of raising that child, being in that child's life, teaching that child how to be a man, right? Teaching that child how to deal with bullies, teaching that child anything. You don't want to have nothing to do with it. You just want to throw a check at the child and be like, oh, well, here's $1 million. You know, you deal with this shit.
I didn't intend on you being here. So therefore, listen, here's a check. Talk to your mama. Hope she meets Mr. Wright. He takes care of you. Listen, you said crazy. Somebody else takes care of it. Let somebody else do it.
You talking about like you taking the child, a puppy to the shelter and hopefully somebody adopts you. Listen to what you're saying. I'm not saying that. Bro, that's what you just pretty much said.
We're looking at the situation as a whole. Yes. Yes. Stand back and just say, okay, when does my or the man, I'm not going to say my, I'm just saying, when does the paternal rights, what he wants, come into effect? When does it say he doesn't want to be a father? He doesn't want it. So why should we ostracize him and call him names when he's just like, you know what? I did what I was supposed to do, right? I have a child. I'm going to financially take care of it. I'm young. I'm not ready to raise a kid. Okay. It may not be in my cards right now. So therefore, I should be ostracized?
Bro, first of all, he ain't young. How old is dude? He's 25 years old.
That's not 25,
18 years old, 17 year old having a baby. He's grown enough to know what he was doing when he laid down with that woman to have a baby. Now to toss your hands up and say, well, you know, I ain't ready. I'll just hit you up when I'm ready. Here's $1 million. And when I want to deal with the child, if I feel like it, I'll contact you in 10, 15 years. Bro, you can't tell me that is not deadbeat. That is lazy. I think it's pathetic.
I don't think it's
you know how many broken homes that would leave if people took that approach?
I mean,
not many.
Not many, because not many people. There's the 1%ers who can actually afford to do something like that, right?
Only 1%. Not the money.
Let's get it right. I am only talking about this situation with the money. Let's keep it just on that. How many folks, if they had the money, did not want to be involved in a relationship with the baby mother, with the child, if they financially had enough money to say, you know what, here's 18, what did I see, 216 months worth of payment, and walk away from the situation. I don't see that being a bad thing. I see it.
Well, we're going to disagree because I see it being as a terrible thing and an easy out for people not taking responsibilities for their action. You just cut a check. And then you say, hey, send the puppy to the pound and hopefully somebody will adopt him. Send him to a good pound. Send him to the pound in Beverly Hills where some rich family will adopt him. Like, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I'll fund the pound fees for this little thing. That's basically what you said.
Listen, they'll be with their mother. I'm sure she'll be all right. I'm sure she's a nice looking woman. She'll do better. She'll be all right.
Sorry. Well, yeah, she absolutely will do better because she didn't need the deadbeat in her life, no way. So she absolutely will do better. That's a deadbeat. Anthony Edwards, if you did that, and I hope you didn't, you are dead.
I don't know all the logistics. I just saw the topic, and I thought it was a very interesting thing, something to just come back and just start the conversation, just get us going at it. I knew we were going to disagree on this, because I just figured you were just going to side on the other side. But, I just knew that it was just going to be like, all right, Hawk is going to be on that bull.
I speak the fact. I speak the truth. It's dead.
I speak my truth too. That's just what it is. That's how I feel.
Put the puppy in the pound. We see how you roll. Put the puppy in the pound.
Sometimes the puppy's got to get
in the shelter.
I'm talking about puppies. I ain't talking about nobody's kids. Don't be coming at me. I ain't talking about nobody's kids.
In Beverly Hills, like I said, a good shelter in Beverly Hills. Somebody will adopt the thing. I didn't want it anyway. That's basically what you said.
Those are your words, not mine. But Hawk, I think we're just going to agree to disagree on that one.
All right.
I think we definitely do.
All right, we'll agree to disagree. So what else you got? Any other hot topics?
Oh, man. Okay. I saw this other one. And It's like I said, I don't know how much of it is true or not, but I read the article where... Let's start with that. I saw this article or post where a dying woman asked her current husband if it was okay for her to spend one final night with her ex. That look right there is one thing that I just said that could be clickbait or something like that. But I looked at it and I was just like, that's a very interesting and odd thing to ask. From both perspectives, right? If you're a dying individual, man or woman, and for you to ask your significant other, would it be okay if I spend one of my final moments and nights alone with my ex? Fill me in on that, Hawk.
Here's my opinion. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Okay. If you're my woman and you are dying and your final moment, you ask me for something, it better be for some medium rare steak. That's all you asking me for, or some mashed potatoes, or some broccoli, or something like that. You better not dare ask me, can you sleep with your ex? It better be some food, some banana bread, or something, because don't ask me that. That is the most asinine thing. You'll be sitting there by yourself, like, I will leave you at
your final moments.
I don't care. In your final moments, you will be by yourself at hospice, getting hospice care. Like, that is the craziest thing.
I'm not making this up. I'm just telling you what I was scrolling and I saw it. But the fact, I 100% agree with you on that, right? Don't ask me for no shit like that. If you're asking me for that as my woman, sure, I'm going to get up, walk on out, and you'll never see me again. Like, straight up.
Never.
Pure, like, hey, die by yourself.
It is over. Don't even bother.
How would you even feel with that? You want to have a final night with your ex, but you're dying. Who's to say your ex wants to sleep with the dead, dying corpse? So like me, it sounds fucked up, right? But I'm like, you just like, oh, he was such a good lover. I want to make love to him one more time. Like,
Everything about that is horrible.
I thought that. I said, who
that has in their to right be some mind? Clickbait. Like,
would
that
actually,
has to be some clickbait.
Would actually allow that, and even to even consider it. I understand it's a dying wish, but who in their right mind would consider that?
I can't think of anybody that would consider that. That would be the craziest thing to even ask somebody, and the audacity to even fix your face and your lips to ask me that question. Yo, like, that's the time when somebody gets smothered with a pillow or something. Like,
at that moment, bro.
It's like, how dare you? I will smother your ass with this pillow. Like, that's the worst thing. Like, that's a horrible thing to ask somebody. So, nah.
Yeah, I couldn't see an upside in that at all. From her, from the husband, and even the ex. I just couldn't see an upside for anyone, right?
There's no upside.
There's no upside. So, it was the most random shit. And I mean, the internet is just full of just... just shit, just everything.
The internet is full of crazy stuff, and we're gonna chalk that up as being one of the crazy things.
Yeah, that's like, right. That's what I had to throw that out there just to see what you got. You got anything for us, Hawk?
I got something. I was listening. It was about a week ago. They talked about Anthony Mackie talking about how it's hard to raise boys to be men because men are kind of under attack. Straight heterosexual men are under attack by society. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he's 100% right. I mean, I definitely saw most of that conversation that he had. And he was basically talking about, heterosexual men are under attack in America and how he is raising his boys to be men. And mm-hmm. I sat there and listened to it, and I was just like, at what point of anything that he's saying is wrong? Nothing that he said is wrong. He was saying is right. They are penalized men in America right now. Like, you do anything, oh, that's toxic. That's that toxic, mentality. No. It's about just being a man. And I don't know who's behind it. I just can't say. But the moment that you can't stand up and provide for yourself or for your kids, for your family, you're going to be talked about a certain kind of way. But mm-hmm. why are we looked at as it being toxic by being traditional men? Like, that's what you want to say, the way that men used to be back in, the 80s and, 70s and on. They were taking care of business. Those were men. But to attack, and no, he didn't attack, but there is an attack on us because that's not the image that is being shown in society nowadays. You are mm-hmm. actually being ostracized for having those types of thoughts that you used to have back in the 90s, 80s, and all those years, if you wanted to be that type of man. So I 100% do not disagree with Anthony Mackie at all. He is right. The American men, black, white, whatever, are under attack, and they want us to be soft. They're giving the image of us as being soft. And mm-hmm. I 100% agree with what he said.
Okay, so I also agree with what he said. So we're on the same page with that. I think the same thing. I think that too many men walk around with feminine energy and not masculine energy. And it causes women to have to walk around with masculine energy because too many men walk around with feminine energy. And it's unfortunate because men are now, I can't say who it's coming from because I don't know, but I will say that anytime a straight man says anything about he doesn't agree with something that's homosexual or doesn't agree with something that seems feminine to him, he's immediately called what? He's immediately called sexist, homophobic, and everything else because he doesn't everything necessarily agree. And it becomes an attack. Oh, you're homophobic. Oh, you're sexist. Oh, da 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 da. No, he doesn't. A man doesn't have to agree with it, and he shouldn't be put under attack because he doesn't agree with, things that aren't traditional to him. And as you said, traditional ways, those ways are, it seems like if you value those, you're attacked. If you value those, you don't see the world how it is. If you don't use, a pronoun, then you're homophobic. You're not a champion for their cause. I don't think you have to be a champion for their cause. I do believe everybody should be respected, but because I respect you doesn't mean you have to be a champion for their cause. You can believe in what you believe in. So I agree with you. I think they're under attack. I also think women, straight women, are under attack. Women who believe that a woman is a woman because of the way they're born, scientifically, if a woman is born a certain way, those people are under attack because people want to disprove science and say that's not really how a woman is identified.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because women are under attack. Men are under attack because things are forced upon people. So it's unfortunate when you're trying to raise your child the way you believe your child should be raised, you are attacked.
Yeah, that right there is what makes it so hard for parents nowadays, right? You're trying to raise them with the values that you were taught, but based upon, the era and when you were raised, oh, you can't do that anymore. We can't talk to the kids this way. Everyone needs to be treated this way. Everyone gets a participation trophy, or we have to talk to them in this manner, or timeouts work, beatings don't work. Like, everyone, society is trying to tell us how to raise our kids and what is a man and what is a woman. And I 100% disagree with that. Like, let me do me. And 100%, I'm going to do me. I don't care what society or outside of my home thinks, right? You can call me all kind of names, but you know what? I'm doing the best that I can and what I feel is right. And if you want to call me sexist and, you know, everything else, you know, by all means, you're not hurting my feelings, because I am going to teach my children the way that I was taught. There's nothing wrong, as you said, with respecting everyone else for what they want to be. But just because that's what you choose doesn't mean that I have to accept it. Right. And, you know,
exactly.
That's on it. But I don't feel as if you're wrong for teaching anyone your beliefs. You should not be forced to sit up here and believe what somebody else believes. And that's what society is right now. Oh, what? Screw your beliefs. I want you to believe what I believe.
Correct.
Bullshit. And you should be. Get out of here with that.
Correct. You should be able to raise your child the way you feel like you should raise your child. And if you have those beliefs, which are, you know, the traditional beliefs, that's fine. If you don't believe a certain person should be raised this way, that's fine. You can believe that. You can have that opinion. Like I said, whether it's, you know, religious things, whether it's, you know, whether they believe in, you know, whatever it may be, you're allowed to raise your child the way you are. And you allow, we say we don't judge people, but people are judged every day. You know, I may not verbally say it, but you're judged every day. And part of that judgment is it doesn't, what people are doing doesn't sit with your values. So whatever your values are, you should be able to raise your kids that way. I do believe 1000% that, you know, the traditional male, right? In the traditional male role, doing traditional male things is under attack. Same thing with women. I believe the traditional women who do traditional women things, the things that were, that made a woman back in those days, are under attack because they want to accept every single thing. And I don't necessarily agree with it. I'm not sitting here telling people what they can do, but I will tell you that I don't agree with a lot of it.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I said, I'm not going to tell you what you should do in your home, and I expect you to give me the same respect and not tell me what to do in my home. That's how I look at it. Like, hey, whatever you want to do is up to you. I'm gonna do me. Definitely, they're under attack. Like, men are under attack, and there's nothing wrong with a woman movement. Like, that's fine, because women have been done, you know, they were lesser, you know, beings for so long. So I am for the woman movement. But I don't want the fact that you're pushing forward being a woman so much that you are deemed, men seem less than what they are and what they should, what they bring to the table. I won't allow that. Like, that's just not something that I'm going to sit up here and do. But I'm for everyone stepping up and everyone having a voice to say and be who you are. Raise your kids how you want to be raised. Raise them to be respectful. That is the one thing I will say. Raise them to be respectful. But don't sit up here and raise them to be a follower, to just accept what everyone else is doing out there.
Accept every single thing. You're exactly right. Like, when I say that, you know, women are under attack, being what it traditionally means to be a woman is under attack. I mean, look at it. Sports. You know, you don't have women trying to join men's sports. You have men trying to join women's sports.
Yep.
Right? You have trans people trying to join a woman's sport. You don't see them trying to join a men's sport. Right. So there's so many ways that women are under attack, and the same thing vice versa with men's that men are under attack. It's just every single day. And it's unfortunate, because the same way that individuals want respect, you can't, you know, they want to take it. They want to take things away from somebody else in order to get their respect.
Facts.
If that makes sense. You know, I want respect. I want to be treated equal. I want to be this. I want to be that. You want that. But as soon as somebody doesn't agree with you, you want to break that down and say they're homophobic, they're hating,
they're not accepting you.
No, you just have to accept the fact that they don't accept what you do. That's okay.
It's just that simple.
You know,
if more of us lived like that, I think we'll be in a better situation, and it wouldn't be such of a big deal for anyone to state that. But that's where we are in society, that if you make a comment like what Anthony Mack did about how he was raising his kids, it shouldn't be blowing up on, you know, X or IG, like a topic, or say, oh, you know, Anthony Mackie, you know, is, you know, sexist and stuff like that, how he's raising his kids. Like, it should just be the norm. Like, it just should be, but
it shouldn't be the norm.
You shouldn't make it clickbait or whatever. It shouldn't be all that type of, you know, a situation just to have a simple conversation. a man wants to raise his kids anyway. I don't see anything wrong with it. Listen, do you. I'm proud of someone standing up and saying it, right? Because you got a lot of folks who won't even really address it. They'll just fall in line and just say, yeah, you know, this is what we should be doing. Like, no, somebody say it with your chest. Like I said, say something, say what you really, truly feel. Like, you know, don't be scared to be an individual. And I also think that's just part of the problem that we're dealing with right now, is to be an individual, to stand up for what you feel is right. I don't think that we have it anymore. Why? Because they're teaching us not to be individuals. They're teaching us not to be men.
Exactly. And it's okay. Like, I hope people, whatever they take from this, you know, this video, we may get a lot of hate or whatever, but the belief is it's okay. You know, it's okay to be different. You should respect everybody, but because you respect them and their beliefs doesn't mean you have to be their champion and you have to fall in line with all that. You don't. You do not have to champion every cause. You just should respect everybody, but you don't have to champion their cause or say this is how or teach your household that this is how things should be. No, just respect everybody. Whatever it is they do in their lives, I don't have to agree. Don't have to agree, but I will respect you as a person and respect that you're going to do what you want to do and walk in your lane, because everybody should be able to walk in their own lanes. So whatever y'all take from this video, y'all may think that we're being whatever. That's all good, but make sure you listen to whatever you think.
Whatever, yeah.
Exactly, man.
I ain't got anything else hot. I think we're just coming back right now. We're going to get back into the swing of things. We're going to get on a more of a repetition of start dropping these videos at y'all again, you know, so nice. They're going to be coming. Just stay tuned. This is a Mega Talk from Mike's Unleashed. We're back. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow. Hey, you know, forward the clips on to your friends. Tell everybody, yo, we be having real conversations. Jump on. We're going to be around more frequently. So, yo, stay tuned for more. Mike's Unleashed. Peace. Yeah, we out.